Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
The Burt Show.
How's everybody doing this morning? How you doing, Abby?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Good. What's going on?
You know, I'm at work. I'm doing my job.
Doing the thing. Getting the money.
Doing the thing.
How you doing, Mo?
I'm good.
Yeah, late night for you last night.
It was a late night.
Sorry, bro.
Yeah, man. Dallas Cowboys pretty much season-ending loss last night. And
for Monday Night Football, nonetheless.
Yeah, they could have just went ahead and got blown out, so I could have went to sleep. You know, that's the least they could have did. But,
they made it a game?
They made it a game all the way literally to the end.
I got to say something about the Dallas Cowboys because I got to start watching more football because the ref from their most recent game has been going viral on social media. Sexy ref.
Who knew
that there was going to be eye candy on the field other than the Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders?
Well, they do change the refs, so we don't get like the same refs every game, so you don't have to watch the Cowboys for the ref. But I do appreciate that.
I love the fact that it's not the game we're talking about.
Yeah.
It's the ref.
That's how
the
bad.
Hot ref.
Yeah, that's how bad it is.
There was an interesting storyline last night, though. I think it was the Cincinnati field goal kicker who just got called up because the original dude, the starter, got hurt. He gets called up. He kicks last night, and his girlfriend is a Dallas Cowboys cheerleader.
I saw that. and when they panned to her after he made one of his kicks, didn't she say something like, thank God?
She did.
Yeah.
Because he's been bouncing around quite a bit from team to team.
Yeah,
to team.
She needed him to keep a job.
Yeah, how you doing, Kristen?
I'm all right. It's a little sore. Meds are still working. I'm going to do some yoga today to hopefully work out this pulled muscle from, picking up my child. Like a mother does.
We should take these calls later on. Like I was doing, you just get to a certain age, you could just move the wrong way, put your hair dryer up. Oh no, there goes my rotator cuff.
Literally, it wasn't like I was doing anything exciting. I bent over, picked up a child, and twisted to wash his hands, and I was laid out.
Seriously, out for the rest of the season.
Yes, it was an injury season ending.
Season ended?
Yeah.
All right, so Kristen, let's try to figure this out here. Because I think you are as confused as everybody else this time of year with who you're supposed to buy gifts for, who are you not, who do you want to acknowledge. You only had so much time and so much money.
Yeah, so fun fact, Christmas is 2 weeks away.
Oh,
in case you hadn't. In case you hadn't looked at a schedule.
Damn you, Kristen.
I know. And so it's that time of year where you're like, who the F do I buy gifts for? Like the people who like... they're part of your village, but they're not your core village. So we're not talking about like family, immediate family or close friends or anything like that. Like the people who make your life a little easier, a little better, and you want to acknowledge them with a little token of appreciation. It's more of like a thank you gift than a Christmas gift, but like now's the right time to do it. So I have a list of people here and I'm throwing it out there. And obviously, you can always err on the side of, yes, get the gift, be nice, be kind. But when you start to add everything up, like you said, it's like you're going to have to start taking a loan out to show appreciation for the people in your life. So if you have kids, you know these are on there. Your kid's teacher, that's a given, right? You're going to get her a gift. What?
Is it?
Yeah.
A given?
I'm going to be a real Grinch during this list, I think.
Oh, okay. All right, well, I'm going to throw it out there. By all means, you weigh in and say, all right, your kid's teacher, get her a little Christmas gift or get her like a little, you know, Christmas treat, yes or no?
I think a treat, maybe like a gift card to Starbucks, yes, and a nice handwritten card, I think that's sufficient.
That's the kind of gift I'm talking about here.
I don't know. I see how much they go above and beyond for the kids. I'm getting them a gift.
Yeah.
They pay for a lot of stuff out of their own pocket. It's the least I can do.
Yeah, my kid's in high school, so he's got six teachers. Sorry.
Yeah. Well, that's where I went next, because then I have, like, Jimmy's in after-school programs. Mm. So do I get the golf dudes something? Do I get his Spanish teacher something? Do I get his art teacher something?
Aren't these the ones that, like, messed up the whole parenting thing when he pooped his pants? I would get them a parenting book. how to treat children. Children for dummies.
That did happen, yes.
Isn't a card sufficient enough for all these extra people?
No, they don't want a card.
No?
You gotta at least get them a gift card.
If you're gonna give them a card, there need to be something inside of it.
Because for a lot of people, you're racking up a lot of money here.
I know.
Yeah.
Then you also have the carpool workers who I see every single day when I pick my kid up.
That's a no.
It's tough. In my head, I almost feel like Starbucks or Dunkin' gift cards, where it's just, here's a cup of coffee on me. Thanks for everything this year.
Just some kind of token of appreciation.
All right. Yeah. Well, so I got three babysitters on the roster. I need to get all three babysitters.
Yes,
something, right?
For sure. Yeah, absolutely. They're taking care of your most precious thing. Well, all those people that you're talking about, really.
Seriously, that's the only ones I would cut.
Really?
Yes.
Babysitters?
I'm like, I pay you. You come in. You do your job. I probably pay you very well because it ain't cheap. And then you leave. Bye.
I don't know. That's a pretty important one
are teachers. Well, and y'all are like, nah.
I'm not putting my babysitter in the same category as the carpool worker.
But I am putting it in, as the teacher who is watching my kid all day and also making sure they get the educational foundation for the future.
All right, so I got babysitters, dog sitters.
No dog sitters.
Mm-mm. House sitter.
Mm-mm. No.
Okay. No. Then you have the people that, this is not a gift, but like you throw them an extra tip, like a Christmas tip. Like your hairstylist, your esthetician, your nail tech. Yeah. Are you hooking them up?
Barber, yeah, for sure.
Okay.
I gave my hairstylist an extra little boost, and I gave my eyebrow lady some champagne. I was like, thank you for helping me never have to worry about my eyebrows again.
Now, I will say that, to my credit, I'm a very good tipper.
Uh-huh.
So I tip well all year long for those people that are helping me each and every month.
I do too.
So I don't know that at the end of the year I need to give extra to the extra that I've given all year.
I give a bonus tip. Like what I have tipped all year, I give them that tip as a thank you for their services.
I do the same every year for my barber.
I tip more if I had the service at that time of year. I'll tip like even more than I normally would. And to me, that's the
that
extra.
Works. Lawn maintenance, cleaners.
Cleaners for sure.
You literally do this for all these people? Or is this theory?
I'm the cleaner right now. No. For the cleaners, it's same kind of thing. Like when they come and do their December clean, I double the tip.
Mm-hmm.
I live in an apartment. I don't have a lawn.
I don't have a lawn, and I'm the cleaner. So I will be bonusing myself this year.
But if you did, would you hook them up?
Yes, I would.
All right.
I hadn't really thought about it, to be honest with you.
And
I've had one for years.
We've hit the garbage man, your mail lady.
The garbage man?
I never thought about that.
Every year, Bart puts something like on top of the garbage can, the last service prior to the holidays for the garbage people.
And they're probably throwing it out. They think it's there.
That's so unusual. It's some extra trash.
They're throwing out cash.
They hate Bart. He's putting the stuff on top of the trash can, too.
We did tip our mail person because it's like always, it's always
the same. Yeah,
it's always the same person.
Same's here. We have the same mail lady. She loves Jimmy, always waves at him and says hi.
Yeah, they become a neighborhood fixture. And also, y'all have seen my house in our driveway. Like, he would bring packages down to our front door every time. And I'm like, that to me is above and beyond. So I'm going to go above and beyond with a gift card.
Okay.
All right. Everybody's going to be broke again. I do feel like there is a turn, and I want to get into this tomorrow as far as tipping goes. But I do feel like there's some backlash on tipping culture now. More so than there ever has been before.
Yeah, because now it's, you used to just walk up to a counter and pay for something and that was it. But now you pay for it and a screen gets turned around in your face. And right. You're like, are you leaving 15, 18 or 20%? Yeah. Sometimes 15 is not even an option. Sometimes it's 18, 20, 25%.
Do you know where I went yesterday that had a tipping screen? And I have to tip, like I can't ignore it. Was the, I went to buy legally some Delta 9 gummies.
Uh-huh.
And I walk in and I tell them exactly what I want.
Yeah.
And she turns around and just, it's literally right behind her and I buy it. And then I tipped her 15%. And I don't know why I did that.
Yeah, because you were on the Delta 9.
No, I wasn't.
You needed to be.
Been, yeah.
That's somebody that should get 40%.
Yeah.
The Burt Show. Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
Chris Rock walked out in the middle of his set for A Billionaire. Mo, I'll be interested to hear your opinion on this because you also work in the comedy space. But Chris was in the middle of his comedy set. I guess some billionaire was having some event. And he did this joke, and I guess out in the audience, he sees something that he doesn't like and immediately walks off stage. Then he's followed up by Keith Urban. I guess these are things that you do once you're a billionaire. You just have all these celebs performing in your backyard.
Like whoever's your favorite, you can just mash them together.
You can just, yeah, you can have like the night of your dreams. Like for me, if I'm a billionaire, I'm having Taylor Tomlinson open up for Taylor Swift. Like I'm having Taylor Fest.
We got to do that later. Like, if you were a billionaire and you were putting together like your primo night, like what would your lineup look like? And it could be like a mix mash of whoever.
Wasn't Jackson telling us just a couple of days ago about that wedding that went on for 6 months in India, and they had Justin Bieber there, and every A-lister was there making like $1 million for an hour's worth of work.
It's crazy. So a witness who was at the event said that Chris had been shouting about how the event wasn't supposed to be taped, videoed, reported, or anything else. It was supposed to be completely like video free, which is interesting because my brother and I were just talking about comedy clubs that we'd been to, and he said the ones in New York that he goes to, they take your phone and they put it in like a Ziploc bag, they seal it. And I was like, oh, I've never been to a place where they are that harsh about videotaping.
Mo and I saw Chappelle one night and he did that.
Yeah, Chappelle does it. Chris Rock does it. Most of the big comedians do it because they don't want their material to get out before they take it on tour.
Oh, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, they're workshopping stuff.
In my mind, like I'm thinking of like cancel culture, like, oh, maybe he wants to say an edgy joke, but he doesn't want to have like the repercussions of like TikTok virality, but that actually makes a lot of sense. All right, Barry Keoghan, who is now Sabrina Carpenter's ex-boyfriend, is speaking out about all of the backlash that he's gotten since this drama. If you missed this, Sabrina and Barry, they've been dating for like a year, and it came out that he maybe allegedly cheated on Sabrina with an influencer named Brecky Hill. They've been spotted out and about, and then when the news came out, she ended up reposting all these videos to her TikTok, not saying that it happened, but reposting videos that made it look like it was true, like videos where people had been reporting on it. So obviously when you mess with one of the girls are going to come after you. So Barry has spoken out and posted a statement to his social media. He said, I can only take so much. My name has been dragged across the internet in ways I usually don't respond to. I have to respond now because it's getting to a place where there are too many lines being crossed. I deactivated my account because I can no longer let this stuff distract from my family and my work. The messages I have received, no person should ever have to read them.
All right, so two things here. I saw like the Brecky influencer release a video saying like she's never even met Barry, so it's not even like remotely possible that the two of them, anything like that happened. The second thing is, obviously celebrity relationships different than the normies. If this is happening, and let's just go ahead and assume it was amicable. It was an amicable split. They're just, nothing bad happened. They're not compatible. If he is getting this much heat and this much rumors flying as Sabrina Carpenter, do you release a statement to your fans being like, y'all need to chill?
I guess it depends on the breakup and how that went.
And we're assuming, no, that's what we're going to do right now. We're hypothetical. We're going to assume it was an amicable breakup. Nobody did anything. They're just not right for each other.
Yeah, I think it would be the kind thing to do. But I also think that, you know, we live in a time now that as soon as somebody says something, others assume it's true rather than even looking at suspiciously at all. In the same way, I think that people look at those guilty until they're proven innocent now. So I don't even know that would help if she came out and said something.
That's the reason I wouldn't do it. Just simply not to for the other person's sake, but just because I feel like once you do it, you're going to make it worse. And people who believe what they believe, it's not going to change anyway.
Didn't you just spend a goodly amount of time on your podcast talking about comments and how it affected you and how you're handling it now?
Yeah. It was for a long time. It changed like my life. It was forcing me to live a different way. It was stopping me from being myself. It was stopping me from just doing certain things because of the self-doubt that was being in my head off of what other people were saying and people's opinions of me. Yeah. And at some point, I just got a grip and got a hold of myself and was like, what are you doing, man?
So before you would do anything, you would sit there and think, what are people going to say if I do this?
Yeah.
Oh, that's exhausting.
I stopped producing content. I stopped saying certain things. I stopped doing a lot.
Well, there was a time a while back where I was reading some of the comments and I felt like it was changing. Like I was starting to question myself. Like, are they don't even know me. And I'm like, are they right?
Right. Hey, know me better than me?
Wait a second. No, that's not me. Hold on.
Yeah, I think the worst thing you can do in this industry is read the comments. And sometimes you accidentally see something and it's like, oh. But I saw a statistic somewhere that says how you feel about yourself is 30% what other people say about you. Mm. So if you want to protect that 30%, maybe stop going on the internet and reading things. All right, TikTok is requesting for the court to block the ban of the platform. I'm going to tell you how much the platform says this ban could cost small businesses on your next eBuzz on the Burt Show.
The Burt Show. Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code BERT at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/BERT. Enter the code BERT, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Yeah.
I am sitting on a present right now that is so perfect for somebody in my life that it has been difficult for me to hold on to it and not give it to them before Christmas because I know how excited they are going to be. Although this has happened to me before, and when you deliver it and it's met with less than a parade and you're like, oh, that was perfect. I spent so much time picking that one out.
This is why this is such the perfect lesson of how life is better when you manage expectations. If you have none, you'll never be disappointed.
Yeah, next time I'm just going to throw it at him and go, here, hope you like it. Cassie might be going through this right now.
I did. So my husband and I recently celebrated our anniversary, our sixth anniversary. I had to count it in my head. And so, you know.
Your sixth wedding anniversary.
Yes.
But you guys have been together for
Like 17 years or something.
An eternity.
Yes, a very long time. Which, by the way, side note, it's always weird going from celebrating your dating anniversary for like 15 years to a completely new date and starting over. And you're like, what about everything else? Anyway, so I got him a present, but of course we are living in our RV right now. We don't have a lot of space and Christmas is right around the corner. And so I thought I found him the perfect gift. So I did do the whole thing. Iron was the metal or whatever. So I got him a little iron keychain with our wedding date on it, forged from a workshop in the Adirondack Mountains in upstate New York, where he's from.
Wow.
So it was like this cute little token. And then I got him what I call the big gift, right? So mm-hmm. I always do like the little gift is wood or whatever that thing, that year's theme is. And then I get him what I really want to get him. So we have a nice TV in the RV. It is fairly big. It's great because it's a camper. It's made for like going around recreation, and the inside is a place you'd want to chill in the evening. The problem is it is right on the wall where our kids' room with their bunk beds is, and that wall is paper thin, so you can hear anything, right? Well, my husband's also deaf in one ear, so we have to have the volume louder if we're going to watch TV at all. So essentially, when the kids go to bed, that's it. We're quiet for the night, and we head on into our room where there is a TV, but then I go to bed, so he can't watch it in there either. So this poor man, who is a night owl and is used to staying up to like midnight, 1 a.m., is like in this dark camper where he has to be silent as a mouse and can't do anything, essentially because he's going to wake everyone up. So it's tough for him. So I went on Reddit, I did my research, and I found the most recommended, sweetest pair of over-the-ear headphones, that Bluetooth pair to the TV.
Brilliant.
Wireless. He's a horror movie aficionado. He could give Rebecca a run for her money. And I was like, you can now watch on the big TV any movie you want to. We'll bring the PS5 in here. You can play video games because he's a gamer, but literally hasn't played in like a year. I'm like, so you can have your time at night to do the things you want to do, the video games, the movies, the YouTube videos, whatever, walkthroughs. And it's right on your ear. So you're going to be able to hear it. You can have it as loud as you want, and you're not going to bother anyone. And I was just same kind of thing as you, but over the moon. I could not wait to give it to him because I'm like, finally, he's going to get personal time back. Like, I'm so excited. I found a workaround. And I gave him the box. And unfortunately, he opened it and looked at it. And unfortunately, that morning, his other eardrum had ruptured, so he was totally deaf.
No.
So on our anniversary, when I gave it to him, they couldn't hear anything. And I'm like, happy anniversary. Here's your $250 pair of headphones that are absolutely useless. And it was one of those things where I had been trying to contain my excitement, and I felt so bad. I was on a Delta 9 gummy a few nights earlier, and I was just staring at him, and I busted out laughing because I just knew it was going to be, it was like the night before, I knew it was going to be hard for him to hear because he had a ear infection, and he thought I was laughing at him.
Oh,
so I made it even worse because I was high staring at him and doubled over wheezing with tears coming out of my eyes because it was the funniest thing. And he's like, what are you laughing at me? What's wrong? And I'm like, I can't tell you. I promise I'll tell you soon, but I can't tell you. So I told him the next day, and of course, it's not as funny because when you're high, everything is funny. And so just my beautiful gift that I put so much thought and research into was like, wah, 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 wah.
Yeah. Have you guys ever gone through this where you've been the recipient of it and you could see the disappointment in the giver's eyes when you're not as excited as they thought you were going to be?
I don't think so.
What's that like?
I can't think of a time.
I definitely have one. It would take too long to tell right now, but maybe later on in the show. But I bought my son a stand-up video arcade game.
I remember this.
I'll tell you. You know what is really funny about this is that I just brought it up to him. It has been bothering me for 10 years. So I just brought it up to him the other day on why he was so disappointed in this gift that I thought for sure was going to be a home run. It had been bothering me for a decade. And we're at a point in our relationship now where I just really needed closure on it. And I asked him about it a couple of days ago. And he finally gave me a straight answer. But I'll bring it up later. It'll take me too long to tell it right now.
The Burt Show.
So Abby is at this time in her life where she's truly wondering, is she an a-hole or not? And I think we should take a vote on it.
At the end of this, like whether this is the X Factor, everyone turn around, send in their votes. We can, you know what? Why not just bring it to the Facebook page? Because we're going to get one answer and one answer only. Okay. And it's going to be a-hole.
All right.
So I'm a little nervous to talk about this because I was kind of feeling some type of way about myself over the weekend.
Oh, these are the best stories.
Stop. No, I'm like cringing at myself already. You know when you ruminate on something over and over again, that it becomes a bigger deal in your mind than it actually is?
And you wake up in the middle of the night, you start thinking about it, you feel the nerves, and you can't get back to sleep.
It's the worst. So me, while confrontation isn't always a comfortable thing, it can make life comfortable moving forward. And there might be somebody in this room that I have to apologize to after two things happened to me back to back this weekend that made me think, I'm either the world's worst human, which is what my anxiety tells me, or I'm losing my memory early.
Can so, two things be true, as Kristen says over and over again?
No, this is the internet, so this is media, so we're going to take a polarizing approach here. So I'm either a terrible human that needs to spend years in therapy, or I need, or I'm just a good person, and I'm losing my memory, and I'm not at fault here. So over the weekend, I had two major events to go to, and the first was this Christmas party that I went to last year. My friend hosts it every year. She does an incredible job, hosts it at her apartment. She bakes. She's Greek, so she always has these delicious Greek desserts. She made cinnamon rolls this year. I was so excited to go. And last year was a really overwhelming first time for me to go to this party. I went alone. I was getting my surgery a couple weeks later, so I had to go sober. And so I remember just feeling so anxious about coming around the next time because I'm like, okay, I know I'm showing up by myself again, but like this time I can have a nice little beverage, so it'll be a good time. So I show up to her apartment. I'm like the first one there because I thought I was going to have to interview Timothy Chevrolet, and then I didn't have to. So I end up getting to stay at this party. So I'm sitting at the island. I'm having a cinnamon roll. I'm having a glass of Sauvignon Blanc. I'm having a good time. And then slowly, because I'm one of the first people there, people just start rolling in. And about 15 minutes in, somebody rolls in and I introduce myself. I'm like, it's so nice to meet you. And this person goes, oh, we met last year at the party. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, we did? Mm. Oh, my God. Mm. It's great to see you again.
Yeah.
And they sit down.
It happens.
And then.
Daily?
Yeah. It's me all the time,
yes.
Too.
I'll straight up tell people, man, I am really, really bad with names. I'm good at remembering faces, but names, forget it.
Well, it gets worse. So so then that happens again. 30 minutes later, somebody else rolls in with their girlfriend, and I introduce myself. I'm like, it's so nice to meet you. And they're like, we met last year. I'm like, oh, my God, we did. And that happened a couple of times, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, do I just have the worst memory? Am I like a bad person? Like, am I a bad person for not remembering these folks?
No, you're just a bad person for saying nice to meet you. You have to say, good to see you.
Oh, good to see you. Okay.
Good to see you.
But then this is where it gets worse. So that passes. You know, I'm probably never going to see these people again. So I'm taking like a mental picture in my mind. So I'm like, when I go next year, I'm like, I'm not messing this up again. I will remember them this time next year. But the next day, we all chose to go to Cassie's house to bring some frivolity to her Christmas because obviously life's a little rough. So we all show up and this is just a staff event. So it's all the people on the Burt Show and, you know, we're putting together the lights and we're putting the little gingerbread man in the backyard and it's a good time. And then all of a sudden I look across the yard and I go to Rebecca, I'm like, who is that woman? And Rebecca goes, that's Mo's girlfriend. And I'm like, how did I not recognize Mo's girlfriend? And I'm thinking back, I'm like, how many times have I met Mo's girlfriend? I'm like, okay, I've only met her once. Isn't it bad? And I'm like, are you sure? Are we sure that's Mo's girlfriend? And Rebecca's like, I'm 100% positive. Why else would she be here at a Burt Show staff event only? So Mo, I am so sorry. Yep. When I saw your girlfriend, I had no idea who that woman was. I was like, who is she? Why is she here?
Were you about to go up and be like, are you a new intern for the Burt Show?
I was like, does she work for Burt's Big Adventure?
That explains it.
Why?
Because she mentioned it.
She didn't. Yeah. She didn't notice it. But how did she? Did she go, Abby's kind of rude, huh?
No, she didn't say it like that. She was just like, I'm not certain that like Abby remembered me. And I was like, of course Abby remembers you. What are you talking about? And she was just like, her energy toward me was just very different. Like, did I do something? And I'm like, not that I know of. I don't know.
Nope, I straight up did not remember that woman.
That explains it.
I have to apologize because I should have remembered her. I know we've only met once in person, once maybe virtually, like on a small little screen. But I left that going, I look like a total a-hole for not saying hi to Mo's girlfriend. Because I 100% should have. So tell your lady, yes. I am really sorry. Okay. And next time I see her in person this weekend.
Yeah, you're going to see her Friday.
Yep.
It's so funny.
Yeah, I'm going to.
Thank you for reminding me she's coming to the party. I would have forgotten who she was. Yeah,
make sure you show him the photo so he doesn't have to feel like an a-hole.
She even remembered when you, like the last time I saw each other was on FaceTime when we were doing the noon tonight. And she was like, Abby was so excited to say hello. And this time she just looked at me like I was a stranger.
Yeah, because she was on a small screen, so you could only see so much. And I'm like, oh, she looks, I don't know, she was wearing a different outfit this time around. I was like, she looks good.
Yeah, it's crazy. People wear different clothes every day.
I know. It's crazy.
I'm gonna mess you up.
And I'm like, it's Christmas. You don't have the same Christmas uniform. So anyway,
yeah, man, I feel like I'm guilty of this every month that someone comes up to say, hey, and I'm like, hey, and they're like, yeah, we met at blank, 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 blank. And I'm like, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
We do meet quite a bit of people.
But this is most significant to other than
I'm trying.
That you've been with for how many years?
Like three now.
Yeah,
I've only been here for one of those years, though.
Okay, I'm trying.
No, you have, it'll be two in March or April.
Don't remind me.
No one's giving you a break. No.
Hey, The Bird Show.
Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code BERT at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/BERT. Enter the code BERT, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/BERT to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/BERT. forhers.com/BERT. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
All right, Santa Scared Straight time here, man. Santa really needed to make this call here. You know how Santa Scared Straight works now? We do this each and every year where you guys hit us up and you're like, I'm very concerned about my child who is clearly on the naughty list. Can you get Santa to give him a call and just give him a little pep talk to get him on over to the nice side? Now, in this case, Santa had to call Rowan, who is 4 years old and in pre-K. I mean, how much damage can you really do in pre-K, right?
You'd be surprised.
Well, a lot. Rowan in pre-K has tried to cut another kid's finger off with scissors. That's not good.
Well, those scissors, if you've ever used pre-K, they're not going to cut a finger off.
No, you really have to work hard, man. Ooh.
But the fact that the thought was there, it's not about the action, it's about the thought of actually wanting to cut off your fellow student's finger that is the main issue here.
You could chew your finger off before you could cut it through it with those scissors. Rowan screams bloody murder when he doesn't get his way. He's picked up some curse words, hasn't been listening at school, mostly school related here, throws rocks and wood chips at other kids. So Santa had to call Rowan again, who's 4 years old, and say, look, time to get your act together here, man, or you're not going to be on the nice list.
Hello?
Ooh, ooh, ooh. It's Santa. Is Rowan there?
Hi.
Hi, is this Rowan?
Yeah.
Guess who?
Santa.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. You're right. Merry Christmas. I'm calling kids around this time of year because some kids are what I like to call borderline. Do you know what that means?
Being bad?
You're kind of in between good and bad. And that means you're kind of in between the nice and naughty list. And I don't want you falling on the naughty list, okay?
Okay.
So I want to go over a few things.
Okay.
First, let's talk about school. It looks like you've had to go to a different class at least once a week. What's up with that?
I'm being bad at school.
What are you doing? Are you acting up in class?
Yeah.
What happens to you?
They put me in different class.
Oh, they put you in a different class, and did they make you stand in the corner?
Yeah.
Oh, that's not fun. Let's talk a little about when you don't get your way.
Yeah.
What's something you like to throw at the other kids at school when you don't get your way? What do you throw?
Rocks and wood chips.
Oh, rocks and wood chips. You know,
Rocco the Elf, he put a rock in a snowball and put Winky the Elf in the North Pole Infirmary.
That sounded like it hurt.
I bet it did. Now, this one I was shocked by. There was a little girl's hand, and when the teacher wasn't looking, what did you have in your hand?
Scissors.
You had scissors in your hand, and what were you trying to do to the girl's hand in class?
I'm trying to cut her finger.
You were trying to cut her finger off?
Oh my god.
You know, Bart the Elf was putting in new flooring in Santa's workshop recently and had a mishap with the saw. Now all the other elves call him Nubby the Elf. He'll love that. All right. You know, Bart the Elf, after he cut his finger off, he asked if he could still use his nub hand to build toys. You know what I said?
What?
I said, you can try, but don't count on it. Get it? Don't count on it. Well, that one slayed at the North Pole open mic night. All right, one little piece of advice now. I really don't want you to go around trying to cut off kids' fingers, okay?
Okay.
But if you find yourself in a situation and you have to cut a kid's finger off, make sure it's their index finger. That's your pointer finger.
Okay.
That way, if you cut it off, they can't point you out in a lineup. Santa's only kidding. Don't cut any more fingers off, okay?
Okay.
All right, now, couple more things. I know one thing that you love to do is scream bloody murder when you don't get your way.
I don't want to be bad anymore.
You don't want to do that anymore. Good, because I'm looking at my Santa vision. I'm seeing you screaming and stomping, throwing your hands up, huffing and puffing. Now, I have the sound turned down on my Santa vision, so I can't hear you scream, but Santa wants to know what it sounds like. I want you to, just this one last time, you to scream bloody murder like when you don't get your way. Can you do that for me?
Oh, damn.
Whoa, I'd say that's bloody murder, all right. So let's try not to do that anymore, okay?
Okay.
All right, now, I see you've increased your vocabulary, which is sometimes a good thing, but not in this case. It seems like you've picked up a few choice words. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Bad words.
Right. I need to know what you said. So this one time only, let's play fill in the blank.
Okay.
What the blank?
I can't say that to you, Santa.
Well, what's the word start with? Yes. And you also use that with mother, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Well, no more F words.
Okay.
All right. I want you to repeat after me, okay?
Okay.
Santa.
Santa.
I promise. To listen in school.
Listen to school.
Not throw rocks and wood chips.
Don't throw rocks and wood chips.
I won't cut off anyone's fingers.
I won't cut it off. Someone's fingers.
Close enough. I won't scream bloody murder.
I won't say bloody murder.
And I'll ease up on the curse words.
I don't say curse words.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas to you, Santa.
That is really advanced vocabulary for a four-year-old.
It really is.
All right, you need help. You need Santa's help, I should say, because we got a hotline to Santa. Santa will call your kid. I mean, all you got to do is tell us at thebertshow.com.
Hey, The Bert Show.
So I think I'm about ready to face what I have known has been a problem since I was about 18 years old and just have decided not to do anything about it. But now, for the very first time in my life, I think that I am ready to admit something you guys probably already know. Okay. and I'll tell you how I got here. So, man, this is complicated. I don't know how to do it in 5 minutes, but I'll sure try. So I went back to my therapist for the first time in, 6 months recently. And I went back because now that I am living alone and Amanda has moved into her own place that she bought and she was with me for 4 months. And now I'm in my house predominantly by myself. And I've told you guys before this has happened to me that when I am alone, I start to really have a very difficult time with balance. Like I get reclusive. I won't answer phone calls. I know everything that's going to come out of my mouth right now almost sounds like a depression. Like, I don't really want to work. I'm lazy. I just don't want to interact. And I just get into sort of this space where it's very alone, very, very alone. Like, I'm going to meet the alone time with loneliness, which are two totally different things, right? So I went back into therapy for it. And she asked me a question that sort of broke my heart when I answered it, when I had to say it out loud. And have you ever had this in therapy also, where you're almost embarrassed to admit it, but you kind of have to if you want to get through these breakthroughs?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
You just got to say it, mm-hmm. and you know it's in there. So she said to me, well, Bert, tell me, you know, because you're feeling this lack of peace inside of the house, even there when you're there alone, what makes you happy? And when's the last time you felt peaceful? And I said, what? Well, I'm a happy person. And she said, yeah, I understand that. You consider yourself a happy person, but what makes you happy? I really couldn't come up with an answer.
I mean, it can be a tough question.
I was asked the same exact question in therapy, and I couldn't come up with an answer either.
Did you finally come up with one? And if it was good, can I use it?
Can we buy it? You can't cheat off therapy.
Enjoy cheating therapy.
There's no cheating in therapy. Yeah. So what was your answer inevitably?
I took a while. She actually told me to come back the next session for it to go think about it as homework, which I thought was insane that I had to think about that.
For a week?
Yeah. I did.
I actually think it's a good sign if you don't have a knee-jerk reaction, and that because it is something that is so important, whatever makes you happy. And I feel like if it takes you a little bit to come up with that like perfect answer, I think that's okay.
Well, I don't want to let you off the hook just yet. So what was it?
I eventually came up with being around people who make me feel comfortable and safe.
Yeah.
That's the biggest one.
Oh, I'm going to use that.
Yeah, that's yours.
I like that.
That one's free.
You can start by identifying the little things that just give you moments of peace. Like, they sound dumb and Hallmarky, but for me it's like when it's really stormy outside and the sky's super dark gray and the trees are that vibrant green, or just sunlight coming through the trees and down. Like, even those tiny moments of peace, I think, can start making a picture of what actually does make you happy.
Well, that was just the first part of it, right? So what makes me happy? The truth of the matter is, you know what makes me happy? Results. Like, the journey for me, that don't make me so happy. The end result, when it's a W, I get really happy. But I don't really enjoy the journey on up to it. So then she dug a little deeper, like these damn therapists do. They just won't let you off the hook. And she really made me take a look. A lot of this has to do with childhood stuff, which is just so frustrating to me that your parents and your childhood can really jack you up. Mm-hmm. And you're trying to fix what your parents screwed up your entire life. So it's frustrating and it makes me angry also. And the truth is, because of the way that I grew up with this chaos around me all the time, I didn't grasp onto peace or happiness when I was a kid. And it's difficult to do as an adult also. It has been a journey for me the entire time, which begot this. She asked me, am I ever happy when I'm alone? And the truth is, no, I'm not. But I'm also never happy in the moment, because my thoughts are never in the moment. In other words, when I'm doing one thing, I am already bored with it and I'm already looking forward to getting to the next thing. And then when I get to that next thing, when I'm doing it, I'm bored and I want to do the next thing. And then when I get to that, everything seems like a better option. And then when I get to it, it's not a better option. Conversations are difficult for me, even when we're doing the show. It is very difficult for me to focus during 5-minute segment. So she mentioned, like, hey, have you ever thought that maybe you have some kind of ADHD?
Yes.
There it is.
Will you answer for yourself or for me?
For both of us.
It's like I could have saved you the fee. Yeah.
I know, right? So when I was growing up, there was no ADHD. Mm-hmm. It was, Bert, your focus needs focus. You know, will you stop thinking of other things and just focus on this thing for just a couple of minutes? So I went online, which I have tried to do before, and take these ADHD tests. And I know the running joke has been, I don't have the patience to get through an entire ADHD test, which is probably a pretty good answer, right?
That's an indicator.
That's an indicator right there, and I've tried it over and over and over again. But nowadays, I also feel like since I've been doing these online, they are tied into medications. And those that are giving you the survey are starting to suggest the medication you should be on, and it's a cleverly disguised sponsor is really what it is. And I looked at Reddit for a couple of these different quizzes I took, and everybody was getting the exact same score. 91.34 is the same thing that everybody was getting no matter how they answered these questions, because they're trying to get you on the meds.
Okay, so it was like an ADHD med scam.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Right. So here were the symptoms. And again, this is going longer than I wanted it to. When this is what NIH says the symptoms of ADHD are, right? Inattention, difficulty paying attention. That's an obvious one. Getting distracted or remembering daily tasks. Check for me. Disorganization, which is poor time management, planning and organization. Check. Hyperactivity. I don't know that the feeling internally restless and fidgeting all the time. 100% for me. Never can sit in the same spot. Even if I'm just watching TV, I gotta be on my phone or I'm thinking about what I should be doing on my to-do list. You know, if I am saying to myself, okay, I got to go to my room right now and I got to go get blank, I will make 4 stops on the way back to my room before I get to my room for that final goal.
Wow.
Does that make any sense?
Mm-hmm.
And it's just getting to a point where I am exhausted. My mind is exhausted. So I'm starting to do the research on it now. And the last thing in the world I want to do, because I know how pharma works and I also know how medications work and I also know that there is no cure-all. You can take something, but it is going to take from your body or your mind in a different area. So a lot of these medications have sexual side effects. They have other side effects on other parts of your body also. And I just don't want to take another medication. So there are stimulants you can take or non-stimulants, but if you get on the non-stimulant, then it's very difficult to wean yourself off of it. If you're on it for a while, and we know what happened to me when I tried to get off the effects, or everybody hated me, including myself.
We didn't hate you. We just did not like that version of you.
I did not like that version of me either. So at this point, I'm just starting to do the homework on what I can do holistically, or if I can do things that will control it without any kind of medications. And I'm just starting to do the work on it. But even that has been so exhausting. And it's putting me in this spot of like, here I am. I really did have this very naive notion at some point or another, you just get to a certain age and you don't have to work so hard. And it's BS.
I'm sure it's kind of like it's frustrating and it's disheartening because you have put in all this work for all this time and you just want to be able to sit back, kick your feet up and enjoy yourself.
Just a little bit would be nice without these thoughts racing all the time, or waking up in the middle of the night and all of a sudden I feel like I'm in this thought maze is really the only way to put it. Mm-hmm. Even talking to you guys, I'm constantly in this thought maze and I'm just tired and it's just making me freaking sad.
I have someone very close to me who is extraordinarily successful. And when they were talking to their psychologist, they said, we don't understand how you have finished medical school because your ADHD is so severe. It is sheer willpower and determination that got you through. And then she started ADHD meds after sort of the same thing. Now she is in medical school. So I think she has like a very well-rounded grasp. Like it's her life. Game changer for her.
Really?
She says, I made it this far. I didn't think I needed it because I'm successful and I'm doing fine. And the peace it has brought her and the ability to just breathe a sigh of relief once in a while. She says she had gone on it earlier. Now that works for her. Mm-hmm. It's not for everybody, but I don't know if that helps at all with somebody else who is just as driven and I mean, obviously she's not in the same spot as you are in your career, but you guys remind me of each other in terms of your drive and always reaching for bigger and higher and loftier goals.
I'd say 75 to 80% of the reason why I haven't even considered it because of this job. In this career, like I've always said to myself, maybe using it as the excuse that this is good that I have this because I can listen to Kristen's story and I can be working at the same time. And now I'm trying to think of what I'm supposed to be plugging, what's coming up. And I don't want to lose my quickness. And my fear is that if I get on these meds, that goes away and we won't be successful, or I won't be successful anymore. So I've used that as a crutch for a very long time.
Not to put words in anyone's mouth, but Kristen, wasn't some of your fear different condition? But with Lexapro, mm-hmm. was that it was going to affect your job and make you foggy and not who you are.
Yeah, and it's why I put it off for so long, because I didn't want to become the shell of a person I was. My anxiety like made me care about things. And so I put in extra effort and that energy level. And I saw what some meds did to people, and I didn't want to be just like this slug and just lethargic and lose my creativity. I was most afraid of losing my creativity. And what I found out after I got on meds is that it actually enhanced everything that I wanted to enhance and quieted everything that I needed to shut the up.
Really? So that's possible.
And I got them and turned them into more of an a-hole. So, yeah, win some, lose some.
To go either way. Yeah. All right, coming up here, that just went way too long, and I'm sorry for dumping on you guys. And
it's that time of year.
It is, man. And I know that a lot of us are going through this, and we've shared it with you guys on the show. And part of the reason why I didn't want to bring it up is because I don't want you guys tuning in going, oh, there's another big old Burt Show problem. So I was going to kind of keep it to myself, but it's something I'm struggling with. And I think it is December is the time that you really take a look at your life and you do inventory and say, I don't want this again for next year.
Yeah.
And I think that's maybe where we're all at also.
Absolutely.
All right, it's the Burt Show.
The Burt Show.